Well, we are just having so many technical difficulties today.
I know it. It has been crazy. Like,
nothing was working. Like, my phone wasn't working, and then my iPad wasn't working, and then your computer was. But I think we're working.
We're working so far.
We have limited time, but we're gonna do a quick catch up, just because, you know, we have to.
Yes.
So should we start? Should we start with what's under your desk?
Oh yes. I have a little baby. I'm kidding. It's not a baby. It's a little puppy. He is so sweet. He actually just went out. I'm like, search. It's fine. He has a. So, you know me, I will always help someone in need. It is the way I can't help myself. You know, I don't know how to not, because of course you would, I would. Someone called with an emergency need to like place a dog in like a foster situation. Mm-hmm. They had to be out of the house. It's a whole crazy story that I probably shouldn't talk about because it has to do with children and stuff like that. So,
sure.
But he's a little pup. He's probably like 8 months. He's a Chihuahua mix of some sort. He's little, but he's not like super tiny, but he's pretty small. His name is Brownie. He's so cute. And definitely like we've had him for, I guess, over a week now, or no, about a week. Cause I basically got him the day after we recorded that day.
Yeah.
And so he was supposed to go back on Friday and he was supposed to go back today, but it keeps getting extended. So, I mean, at this point, he's doing a lot better. Like, he was crying and like crying and crying. But now he's very much more comfortable with me and our family. And we also let him sleep with the kids last night and he did really good. So I'm just like, because that's the thing. I hadn't slept for the first 3 nights because he was crying the whole time. It's like having a baby. And I feel crazy because I'm so sleepy. But honestly, he's a really good boy. He's used to being around kids. So that's good. He's not afraid of, you know, that, which is, you know, I was like, we can't take a dog that isn't able to have kids. And Calvin, my son, hasn't had any allergies that we can tell. So his hair is very like thin so it's much different than the hair that the other dog we had was. But he's been really fun, and we on Saturday we had a bunch of things we had to go do, so we just took him with us and he was great. He even sat in a restaurant in like a little bag while we were eating. It was a place that it was like kind of an outdoor place, and the people were totally cool with it, but he just sat. I was shocked. He's a good boy.
He seemed very docile under the desk in that moment that I saw him.
He's super sweet, but he is still, like, they're like, oh, he's pee pad trained. I'm pretty sure he's never peed outside. I mean, it's kind of, that's where it's like, ooh. He's pooped and peed all over the house, but luckily his poops are teeny tiny, and the pee is, I have like a steam, like a carpet cleaner and like upholstery cleaner. So I'm not stressed out about it, which is surprising. I think the worst thing for me was the lack of sleep. But now that I got sleep last night, I feel so much better. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Okay.
So
well,
he's
good.
A cutie. It's honestly, this is like, okay, this is so less stressful than our other one. I could see us having a smaller dog someday, you know, but we do need him to. I need, like, I guess the kids who have him, they're hoping to get this dog back, but they miss him a lot. So, yeah,
sure.
It's rough. It's a rough situation. So, you know, and I understand dogs are, they take a lot of work. As we know, and it takes a lot of emotional. That's my biggest problem. The first couple of days he was here, I was like just completely spent because I was feeling his fear and I was just so worried and upset for him. I was like, oh my God, poor baby, we're killing him. Oh God. But, you know,
all right, well,
he's okay.
Good that he's getting better.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've done a bit of fun stuff. That was a weird sentence this week, but part of it's going to lead into my dig-in. So I guess the other thing that I'll talk about is that I was supposed to be done working on the Upper West Side on Sunday. It was supposed to be my last shift, and
right.
Like, just sort of transitioning just back to being downtown. And then they had someone call out on Monday, so sort of last minute they called me to see if I could. And I, you know, I was like, sure, I can come and help out. And
yeah,
I sort of decided to reward myself. Well, first of all, this is a kind of a ridiculous story about me. But when I wasn't going to be working yesterday, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get up and I'm going to leave my apartment. I'm going to go for a super long walk. I'm going to walk down. I really, really want to see Little Shop of Horrors again while Sherry Renee Scott is doing it.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah. I super duper love her and I want to see her play this role. So I was like, I'm going to walk down to the box office, which is, you know, it's a, that's like 100 blocks, but that's not crazy for me. It's like, I'm just going to walk down and check it out. And it's funny that I even had the thought as I was going, I wonder if the box office is open today. And it wasn't. I walked the entire way.
Oh, no.
And it was Monday, so the box office wasn't open. So I'm going to try to go, and that's what I'm going to try to see tonight. So I might have an update next week.
Oh, good.
But the other thing that happened was that after I was done working, I kind of, where this location is really close to a Mexican restaurant that I love. And I used to go every Sunday night with my friend and then coworker Ben. Like, we would go after we worked a double. And so it has like that sort of like sentimental value to it as well of like, yeah, the good old days. So, and I was working with my friend Elise, because she was also working at this location last night, and she was going to be there later than me. So I had in my mind of like, oh, we'll go get food afterwards, and then it wasn't going to work out. And I don't really go out to eat by myself anymore. I used to, I feel like I used to do that more often. Yeah. And now I'm kind of like, well, I'll just go home. Like, why, you know? But I was like, you know what? I'm going to go and I'm going to sit at the bar and I'm going to have a drink and, yeah, I'm going to have some nachos. And it was all fine. I will say that, like, I walked in and there was not a single other person in the restaurant. And I was kind of like, I was like, are you open? And they were. And I sat and listen, I really love this place. It's not like the greatest. Like, I definitely didn't get the drink I ordered.
Oh no.
I don't really know what I got. I drank it. It was good. Like, I was like, well, this isn't what I ordered, but whatever, I'll have it. So it was fine. But it's just that funny thing where, I don't know, things so rarely go the way you think they're going to. I don't know. I don't know if you find that to be true, that you're like, I have an idea of how this is going to be, and yeah, then it tends to not really ever go that way.
Oh my God, Mike, this is the theme of my last 10 months. Like, I don't even know. Like, it's even the simplest thing. The simplest thing I'm trying, like, to plan, and it's like, I can't, and nothing. And I guess, right, like, the lesson is you just have to be flexible when things go differently. But I really like it when things go my way. I like to have the... Right. You know, I like to have the plan, and things should go a little bit the way you plan it, right? Come on.
Yeah, I just feel like so often these days, I don't know if it's that I feel like I'm wasting my own time or just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time making the things connect in the way that I want them to, and it's making me feel a bit off in the universe.
Oh, I 100% feel you. I'm trying to think of an example. Well, there's many examples, but I have been feeling psychotic, actually, about it. It's crazy. And yeah, even with the story I told you guys last week about, like, how now my contract's done, like, I was not planning for that. And I know I shouldn't have been banking on the extension of the contract, but also I'm a really good worker. And, like, so why wouldn't they extend me? But there's reasons. But I'm just, like, I'm just pissed and annoyed that, like, right when I feel like I had, like, a, like, okay, this is even it's, I know that's a bigger, like, okay, what am I doing for the next year? What am I, rather than just the day, but even still, it's like, I'm going to pick up the kids. I'm going to do this. But guess what? No, that's not going to work because the road is closed. You're like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. It feels like weird times. And I guess the other story, so I guess, should we go ahead and segue into our dig in, and I'll tell the other story about what happened to me this week.
Oh yeah. Cause we have 10 minutes.
Yeah, we have like 10 minutes.
We have to wrap
this up pretty quickly. All right. So the other day I was at work and it became clear that I was going to be done pretty early. And I thought, well, it's a Thursday night. I was going to be done around like 6 o'clock. Plenty of time to get to the theater district and like see a 7 o'clock show, because that's when most things start on Thursdays these days. And in fact, I have this app that I'd been told about. It's like a theater app. And basically you can say the shows you care about. And if a resale ticket comes up, it'll notify you. Yeah, and I was like, well, you know, I would really like to see the play Stereophonic again. Like, it's that play that I had talked about before that I really loved. And it's never going to be like this again. Like, it's never going to be like, it maybe it'll come to LA and I'll encourage you to go see it. But, like, it's never going to be this form again. Like, it's such a specific show. And I was like, I really want to see it again. And, in fact, it was funny that, like, I left work around, like, 6. I was getting off the train at, like, 6:25 and literally at that moment, a cheap ticket for Stereophonic popped up for that night.
Oh my God.
Now, it was gone so fast that, like, by the time I opened the app, it was someone had already taken it. Oh. So that tells you how quickly these tickets can go. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go to TKTS. Like, maybe it'll be up on the board. Well, it wasn't, but Sunset Boulevard was up on the board.
Oh, yeah.
And I do really want to see that. And I really want to see it with Nicole Scherzinger, even though there's been a little bit of controversy, you know, whatever, because she liked the Make America Jesus Again, which
Ew.
I'm like, but, you know, if you like, I don't know, people like Jesus, it doesn't make them a bad person.
No,
like,
no,
it just, I know that I have that same gut reaction of like, but then do you also hate gay people, which is so
right.
messed up that like
no,
that's
it's
the association.
Protective. You've been traumatized.
Yeah.
No shit. Like
100%. Absolutely. So it had it up on the board and it had a fairly reasonable price. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. It said $88. So I was like, I can spend $88. That's kind of, it's the higher end of my budget for seeing a show.
Right.
Unless I'm really like going to go all out. Like that's fine. So I got in line and I literally got to like the booth at like 6:31. Now I'm very aware that at half an hour from curtain, that's when they release the best seats. And the guy even said, I said, like, I'm looking for one for Sunset Boulevard. He's like, oh, yeah, they just released a bunch of good seats. And I was like, yeah, I know. That's why I get here at half an hour tell. And he was like, yeah, I got one like row F center orchestra right on the aisle. I'm like, that is amazing. I will take that.
Yes.
He like took my card. And I don't like in my mind, he was swiping it as he said, that'll be $147.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, no, but I didn't. So I spent that. I spent money.
Oh.
Like, that's more. That's
Oopsie.
Above my budget. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and go with it. It's fine. I'm working extra shifts right now. Like I've said
sure.
to myself, this money goes towards theater. But here's what I will say. Sunset Boulevard is an interesting show to me. I don't think it's by any means a perfect show. I've seen other productions where I've been like, this is interesting. It doesn't all work. But it is what it is. It's there's good stuff. There's not good stuff. This production is so different. And some of it still doesn't work. Some of it works better than I've ever seen it work before. It's very stripped down. There's basically no set. They like have chairs at one point. No one's really in costume. Norma Desmond wears just a black sleek, basically like looks like a nightie almost the entire time. It was so fascinatingly staged. Like I was so mesmerized by the way they did this. And oh my God, I have not seen a performance like what Nicole does. I cannot think of the last
time. Really?
It was fascinating. Like what she does. And here's the thing. If someone saw it and they were like, I wasn't into it, I thought she was weird, I'd be like, okay, I get it, because it's weird. Like, what she does is weird. But I was so mesmerized. And the last 10 minutes, I was almost fearful. Like, the the way, like, it was so spellbinding, but, like, scary. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was really, really, and I know that's a kind of a niche thing, like, if you don't live in New York. But if you live in New York or you're visiting, I just thought it was fascinating what she did in this role.
Amazing.
And you know, we have Audra McDonald coming along playing Gypsy, and we'll see what happens with that. And Audra's, you know, an incredible performer, but I was mesmerized by what she did. Yeah, there you go.
Oh my gosh, so fun.
And quick honorable mention.
Please.
I know we're pressed for time, but I have to say, I am begrudgingly watching that Monsters, the Lyle and Eric Menendez Netflix, because I didn't want to watch it, but it had such zeitgeist that I was like, I'll go ahead and watch it. Listen, it's very bombastic. It's at least the first like three episodes are very like, that I was kind of like, I don't love what they're doing with this. Like, it's already such a sensational story that to do it sensationally feels like overkill.
Right.
Here's what I will say, though. I just watched episode 5, and I did look up on IMDb, and it is by far the highest rated episode. The 5th episode is called The Hurt Man. It is entirely one shot. The camera never moves. It took me like 10 minutes to realize that we were imperceptibly slowly zooming in. The guy who plays Eric Menendez, Cooper, I don't know if it's Koch or it's K-O-C-H. I kind of like instinctively don't want to like him because he's like young and he's super hot. And like he referred to himself in an interview as well hung. And I'm like, you can just let us find that out. You don't have to tell us. He's so good. It's literally him and Ari Grainer, who plays Leslie Abramson, just an interview. Once again, no cuts. The camera never changes. It is fascinating. It is so well done. I think that there are a couple mistakes, which is gonna happen. Like I was like, oh, I think that was a I think that line was stumbled over, but like it's amazing. Anyways, that's all. Just want to give a shout out to that episode, that performance. Really, really incredible.
That's cool.
That's all. How about you? What you digging this week?
Okay, so you're gonna think I'm a little dork, but we watched I took the kids to the best Christmas pageant. And I loved it.
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you, Mike. It makes those bigots who are Christians, it turns it on their head. And you know what I mean? I don't know if you read the book as a kid, because I read the book as a kid. My mom loved that book, so we read it all the time. The best Christmas pageant ever. Judy Greer is amazing in it. But honestly, the best is the girl, because it's basically about these like six siblings who are super, super poor, and they kind of get conned to come to church because there's going to be snacks and they're starving, or you know, but they're also the bullies at school, and they end up getting all the roles in the pageant. But the main girl who plays Imogen Hederson, I forget the kid's last name, but the girl who plays the lead is Beatrice Schneider. She's so good. I don't know. I cried multiple times. I loved it so much. And I, you know, yes, it tells a story of the baby Jesus and stuff, but like, but it was in such a way that it was like not, you didn't feel like people are being, I always feel like lately whenever you hear the word Christian, you think Trump, and it makes me want to barf.
I know.
So
I know.
When I think, when I see this, upsetting. This is definitely the antithesis of that. It's a beautiful story. Did you read the book as a kid?
So here's, and I might get emotional, but I did that play when I was a little kid.
Yes.
I did it with my dad.
Yes.
My dad played the father, and I played I think his name was Ollie, one of the hooligans.
Yes.
And so it's, I really want to see it,
oh
but like, I'm kind of afraid to see
it. You'll cry. It's so good. I wish I could go with you, because I would go again. Honestly, I want to go see it again. I think my expectations were really low, not to bring them up for you, but like my expectations were pretty low. I just wanted a movie that the kids could see because we had to be out of the house because we were having some repairs done. I mean, really, truly, uh-huh. I was like, we have to be out of the house. I got to find a movie. And it was the only thing, you know, Wild Robot, but they had already seen that. It was amazing. It was just, honestly, I loved it. I loved it so much. And then I have an honorable mention. It's called Motherland on BBC. My friend Rosie was like, you got to watch this. It's so funny. Oh my gosh. It's has those cringy moments, but it's, if you're a parent and you don't mind a little uncomfortable humor, it's really funny. So I highly recommend.
Okay. All right. Cool. I don't think I've even heard of it.
Yeah. I'm not sure how she found it. It's BBC. So it hasn't even reached I had to buy the season, but I was I need a comedy this bad. This is how bad I need to watch a comedy. So I was like, I'm doing it.
Sweet. And then like my do without, like, I don't want to be too negative, but here's the thing. And you know, not all Upper West Siders, because that's the thing. Like I get in this place sometimes where I'm like everyone, and it's not that. It's always just one or two tables. But can I,
tell me
what it is. This is what makes me crazy. There is a certain type of diner who just needs things they don't need. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the woman last night who had a full glass of water, and as she was taking a sip was like, we need more water. And I'm like, you don't need more water. You have a full glass of, everyone has a full glass of water in front of them.
That's weird.
You don't need more water. It's a weird mentality thing. It's a weird like needing to ask for something even if you don't need it.
Ew.
Like the way that I talk to tables is that I usually will say, can I bring anything to the table? And people will like think so hard. They're like, there must be something. Like there must be something we can ask for. Like I literally had a table that was having wine, a bottle of wine. I had poured wine. They all had wine in their glasses. I went when the food arrived and said, can I bring anything to the table? And the guy said, well, you can pour more wine. So I did. I poured out the bottle. No one needed more wine. They all had plenty of wine in their glasses. It's just a weird, this weird, like, mentality of just, like, needing to ask for something, even if you don't. I don't know what it is. It's very strange. That's all. I could just do without that.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
How about you?
I could do without my rush, because when I rush, I make mistakes.
Yeah.
Like, I hurt myself. I just saw a funny meme where it's, like, when you hook your belt loop to the, you know, door handle, it only happens when you're in a rush, but it's when you're pissed off. And it's true, because that's been, I've been in too much of a rush. I lost my purse for 2 days and my husband just found it and it was outside. I was wow. I was like, am I starting to have some dementia? What happened? Like, I know I had my purse. Like, I drove home, I had my keys in my purse. I have to have the keys to drive the car. I just am like, Vanya, slow down. Just fucking slow down. Yeah. I mean, that might be part of the problem of me, like, my plans are not really working out, because everything, I'm like, I'm going here and I'm gonna do this, and so I gotta rush, I gotta stop rushing.
Yeah, I did the same thing where, like, about a month ago, I, like, was rounding a corner and I kicked my coffee table so hard that I may have broken a toe.
Oh, no.
I don't know for sure, but, like, you know, you just tape it. Like, I just taped it to the toe next to it and, like, left it like that for several weeks, and it was all fine. And literally 2 nights ago, did the exact same thing, but way harder, to where, I drew blood. Like, it was bad. I'm like, Mike, you just calm. I think about talking to my mom, because my mom would always fall towards the end. Like, she would fall down. I'd be like, Mom, just go slower. Just move slower. And then I'm like, Mike, you take your own advice.
I know. It's like, deep breaths. We got to have the Buddhist mentality or whatever it is. You know, we're just like, So it's just like, there's just so much going on, so much to do. And honestly, sometimes rushing makes you not feel the feelings. So I get that myself, you know.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, I don't want to end on a negative note, but I don't really have anything random for the class today.
It's not so random, but it's has to do with rescue, rescue pets. Okay, awesome. So my friend, her name's Bernie. I work with her. She's awesome. I have to make sure and get her number before I'm canned. I'm kidding. It's just that they're not working. Anyway, but she loves animals. And so I reached out to her. I was like, do you have any advice? Especially when it was first going on. I was like, oh my God, this poor baby. And she said, remember the 3-3 rule for rescued pets. It takes 3 days for the dog to decompress and adjust to its new surroundings, of course. It takes 3 weeks for the dog to learn the routine in the new home. And it takes 3 months for the dog to finally feel relaxed in the new home. Think that's like, it's such a good, because you start to, I was panicking because I'm like, oh my God, I'm not, this poor dog is so stressed out. Like, how can I make it feel better? So, yeah.
All right. That's a good thing to know.
Yeah.
I think that probably applies to humans.
I bet you're right.
I don't think I've ever started a new job where the first couple of days I wasn't like, this is not going to work out.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, and by the way, Mike, thank you for putting my sweet daughter's song. I was listening to our episode and I love her so much. I can't help it.
Say that our friend Annabelle, like, sent me a text and was like, is Amelia going to be a super pop star?
I hope not, but I hope that she finds her way. She's a good songwriter, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, particularly for her being so young, and, you know, like, there's a confidence to her voice that is very impressive.
I love it. I love her little huskiness. It's just, I always have. She'll talk like that. Mom, what, you know? And now she's like an 11-year-old. God help Mia, all of us.
I love it. All right. Well, we will probably be off next week, because next week is Thanksgiving.
That's
and
right.
I have visitors and we'll all have stuff. But we'll be back after that to talk about how our Thanksgiving went, and looking forward to it. All right.
You
rush off and get your child.
Okay, thank
all right,
you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not, with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at MikeandVanyaCan'tNot@gmail. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Oh, she fell down.
I'm
but it's
here.
Okay.
I'm
I'll
here.
Keep talking.
I'm here.
Okay.